You're listening to MGM Radio Spotlight here in Northeast Ohio. We're actually in Canton, Ohio, city of the football Hall of Fame. And we are, the door has been opened for us by Pastor James out of KAZ, CBN Radio, out of Cleveland, Ohio. We have a special guest on the line. She is out of the state of the the Carolinas, and she is a dynamic vocalist. Her name is Lady Dawson. Now, I didn't want to mess up that first name, but you can give us that first name.
Thank you,
Lady Dawson.
Thank you. It's Donita Dawson. Thank you so much for having me.
Okay. Now, give me a little history of where the inspiration for music came from.
Well, I grew up in a musical family, so I've always been drawn to music. My aunts were a part of a gospel group called the Sunshines, and my dad has always sung, and so I've always had the influence of music in my life. And honestly, it's kind of the inspiration for it, I would say, is more of a passion than anything else, because even when I've tried to walk away from music or leave music alone, it's always called me back. So it has just been a call and the beat of my heart.
Amen. Now tell me, when did you start writing your first lyrics and so on and so forth? How old were you?
The first time I ever wrote a song, I was 11. It was a song called Puppy Love, and it was hilariously cute. You know, I don't remember the words that I wrote, but I started writing very, very young. Yes.
Okay. Now, when did you start getting serious about it? How old were you when you said, okay, I gotta find me a studio, find me a producer? When did you really start getting serious?
I would say at about 14. That was when I was serious about it. I had a girl group that I was a part of. We had started singing. We would do different shows in different places. And so I got serious at about 14.
Okay. So when did you guys drop your first single or album?
So
CD.
The time of getting serious about singing was mostly during that age performing. I would go and perform with my friends, and we had a manager, and we would go different places, but we never got a chance to fully record. So I actually recorded my first song maybe when I was about 25, 26. I had a lot of ups and downs dealing with people in the industry, even being as young as I was, and I had walked away from it for quite a while. I sung R&B and came up in church, choirs all my life. And so I had that foundation, but I wanted to sing R&B. Yeah. And so
after now, how did that go? Tell me how that went.
Wanting to sing R&B.
Who did you connect with? What pulled you in that arena?
Well, R&B for me was, it was just what I love to listen to. We wanted to, the little groups that I was we sung all SWV songs. And so connecting with different people within the city and performing, and then going to the next level of it, we connected with a manager that was a little more connected to the industry. And some of the things that we experienced there was not very pleasant. And it actually really left a bad taste in our mouths. The manager that we were with, he actually, there were some things that happened, and the group actually split up from that point when I was 16. And so I kind of walked away from it all because of the pressures. I had pressures, very young of like, you know, just like image and, media training, things of that nature, and the way that we were trained and the way that we were A&R'd, it was not a pleasant experience. And so I you know, ended up I was willing to stick it out, but we had some things break up the group. And so it was like it kind of turned, it gave me a really bad taste for the industry. And I didn't actually start singing again until I couldn't sing R&B, believe it or not. I would try to sing R&B and I would get sick. I would have coughing fits.
You're kidding.
Yes.
Girl, I would.
yes. And it, and but I could sing a gospel song and it would be
flawless. All day long.
No issues whatsoever. Yeah. So I knew that there was a calling on my life, or that God had something in store for me, because I like songs that I could flawlessly sing. I couldn't do it anymore. So I thought that was, you know, kind of his way of getting my attention. Very young. Yes.
Okay. Awesome. Awesome. So the first disc that you dropped, or the first single, what was it called? You came back.
The first single that I ever dropped was called "Take It by Force."
Tell me about that.
Okay, so I would say at the age of 23, that was kind of when I came back to church, rededicated my life to the Lord, and I was learning a lot about praise and worship. And so I was a part of a praise and worship team. And the praise and worship team, we had gelled so much that we began to, there was a sound that we had that was, it transcended the church that we were in. So we decided to become a group and try to record. And so that was what led to, you know, the writing of the songs. And, you know, I've just been through a lot of battles in my life, and then utilizing the word of God and actually using the scriptures to write songs, because I was writing all the time, but utilizing the scriptures to write songs, that was the first song that I wrote. And we went to the studio, we recorded it. I don't know if anything ever came of it, because we found out the studio engineer was like sharing the song with people, and unbeknownst to us. And so it was, it's just a lot of ups and downs, a lot of ups and downs. Dealing with industry and
So now the title, Take It by Force, but the inspiration had to do with spiritual warfare, I'm taking.
Yes, absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Okay. What were you learning? What were you learning? Again, you can get in the right praise and worship environment, and you will actually feel that authority in that arena of an anointed vocalist. So what were you learning at that time spiritually about what could be done with this authority of sound?
So, okay, so just to kind of give preface for that, what I was learning about warfare and worship, actually, because I came up, you know, singing and performing, you know, those type of things, when I came into the church, that's all I knew. When I came into the church, you know, when I grew up, we did, we had devotional services. I didn't know what this praise and worship thing was. Like, but when I started going to church, the model had changed to praise and worship. And it was like, what's this? This is cool. You know, they up here singing. There ain't no testimony service. The mic is, you know. So I was, so I really didn't understand praise and worship, but I knew how to perform. I knew how to sing. I knew how to get up there and sing with them. And so when I came back into the church, it was a family church, and everybody there knew I could sing. So it was like, well, what's that? I want to do that. And they're like, yeah, come on up here and sing with us. But I was never taught foundational principles about praise and worship. And every Sunday I would get attacked. Every Sunday, my husband's car, we would get a flat on the way to church. It was just really weird things started happening. And so what I was learning during that time was that praise and worship, or getting up and singing and leading people in worship, had nothing to do with performing. It had nothing to do with singing. As a matter of fact, I went through a period where the Lord had to shut me down, because he had to deal with that performance aspect of me and give me balance. So when I wrote Take It by Force, it was after I had gone through that process of being taken down a few notches, you know, and also having to deal with the warfare that I was dealing. I didn't know what it was. I didn't realize I had a target on my back every Sunday, and I would go through things every Sunday, and I couldn't figure out why. And it was actually some mothers in the faith that pulled me to the side and prayed for me and prayed me through deliverance when actually I thought I was worshiping God, but they saw something else. And it didn't, that didn't even make sense to me until like 10 years later, you know, maturing in the faith and understanding. And so it was there that all I knew, because I fought all my life. I was, you know, I was a fighter. I was, you know, scrappy coming up. So what I realized was that God took my fight, you know, from being one that's fighting with her fist, and he turned it into a spiritual fight. And so I began to learn my voice, and I began to learn how to use my voice for that purpose, not only for worship, but as well utilizing the authority behind my voice, because I have a powerhouse voice anyway. And so I did not understand why, you know, I couldn't go in and you know, do the real pretty fancy runs like everyone. It would just come out like belting. And I'm like, what is this? Right. So just learning my voice, understanding what I was stepping into when coming into the praise and worship aspect. Because praise and worship and just singing gospel is two totally different things.
Right.
And I learned
that really
quickly. I learned that very quickly. Yeah. So that's where that inspiration came from, all that I'd walked through.
Amen. Well, one of those anointings that break yokes, and the enemy always wants to target sounds of influence when you can influence an environment. So that's awesome. It sounds like God got you on top of that. But tell us about the song that you're promoting right now.
Okay, so the song that you played when we came in is called That Chick. That is actually a song that I wrote a while ago, and I also have it on my very first project. And that song was a part of my testimony. Basically the chorus to it says, I'm not her and she's not me. She's a reflection of who I used to be. And when it all goes down, that's history. And, you know, it's like, I'm not her. She's not me. She's a reflection of who I used to be. And it's like, I love her, but I'm not her anymore. So I'm not that chick. I'm not the one that you used to know. I'm not the one, you know, I've given my life over to God, and I'm walking with him, and I want to do what pleases him. So it's kind of a declaration. That chick, she ain't me. That's who I used to be, but that's not me now. So so that's what that single is. And it's I really get a great response from that song, because it's almost like an anthem, you know, of celebrating being the new creature in Christ and who God has called you to be, and not falling into the labels that the world tries to put on you.
Okay. Fantastic. Ladies and gentlemen, if you just tuned in, this is MGM Radio Spotlight here in Northeast Ohio. We are interviewing a dynamic vocalist. And I must say, she is originally from our state here in Ohio. So she really still belongs to us. But she's presently in the Carolinas, and she has some dynamic music for us to listen to. So stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Well, listen, I've been changed. So don't expect me to be the same. The Christ has transformed me, mind, soul, and body. I'm unashamed. I won't accept your sin. I won't accept the lust. I'm walking in relation with the one I trust. 'Cause God promised me there's gonna be a better way. See the scales lift up my eyes, now I can see. Yeah. My perception, your deception, now I'm free. put my shoulders back, chest up, head up, I'm walking tall. Worry about a hater, no, cause I'm better than it all. When you look for me, that's why I say, I'm not her, she's not me. She's a reflection of who I used to be. And when it all goes down, it's a mystery. Yeah. I'm not her, she's not me. She's a reflection of who I used to be. And when it all goes down, it's history.
I see some of you neglected, even disrespected, feeling so rejected, it's okay. But don't worry about it, cause you cried your last tear today. Through Jesus you're accepted, he loves you, you're protected. No weapon formed to shoot you down will stay. So look abuse in the face, insecurity and race, with one hand up you can say,
I'm not her, she's not me. She's a reflection of who I used to be. And when it all goes down, it's a mystery. Yeah. I'm not her, she's not me. She's a reflection of who I used to be. And when it all goes down, it's history. Cause I can't be that chick, or see that chick. You want me to free that chick, she ain't me. I can't be that chick, or see that chick. You want me to free that chick, she don't fit. I can't be that chick, or see that chick. You want me to free that chick, she ain't me. I can't be that chick, or see that chick. You want me to free that chick.
All right, y'all. It's time to decree and declare some things. We have to break the cycle of allowing our minds to be subject to the labels placed on us and instead embrace who God called us to be. See, I don't think more highly of myself than I ought to. I just think more highly of myself than I used to. So what I'm gonna do is declare some things, and I want you to sing behind me and say, that chick, she ain't me. All right? And we're gonna work it out to the end. So here we go. The baby mama.
That chick, that chick, that chick, she ain't me.
Filled with drama.
That chick, that chick, that chick, she ain't me.
Stirring up envy
that
and
chick,
strife.
That chick, that chick, she ain't me.
Loves the jealousy
that
and tobacco.
That chick, that chick, she ain't me.
Keeping people
that
down.
That chick, that chick, that chick, she ain't me.
Pecking like a chicken
that
on the
chick,
ground.
That chick, that chick, she ain't me.
I declare to myself
that chick, that chick, that chick, she ain't me.
That I walk in the Lord's
that
well.
Chick, that chick, that chick, she ain't me.
That chick, she ain't me.
That chick, that chick, that chick, she ain't me.
I don't identify that chick, she ain't me.
That chick, that chick, that chick, she ain't me.
That chick, she ain't me.
That chick, that chick, that chick, she ain't me.
No. All right, ladies and gentlemen, if you've just tuned in, we are spotlighting Danita Dawson, and she is an awesome, awesome vocalist. That's Shar.
Thank you.
Girl, them vocals is kicking. Oh, my God. That's a crossover big time. That can be played on secular radio. That's serious right there.
Thank you. That's excellent.
You skilled, girl. You skilled. Now, this other cut that you sent us, tell us about it.
The Rise Up. Is it a part of a play?
It has almost like a play Jewish style about it. Like it's something that the music would play behind a movie or some video that was in the Bible days. That's the feel I got when I was listening to it.
Okay. So the I'm trying to think if the song that I sent to you was Rise Up or Sovereign. If it was Rise Up, I'm trying to remember which song it was that I sent. I think it may have been.
Well, let's go ahead and play it, and then we can talk about it after.
Okay.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you just tuned in, we are spotlighting Lady Dawson, awesome vocalist, writer, yield producer, because these background vocals were very impressive on this cut, this previous cut. But we're going to continue to listen to her gifts. Let's enjoy her. We'll be right back.
I am who you say I am.
Come on and sing that with me.
I am who you say I am. I am who you say I am.
Listen,
we are shifting the systems. Unlock the doors. Creation is crying for more, for more. We're shifting the systems. Unlock the door. Creation is groaning for more. Sing, I am who you say I am. I am who you say I am. I am, I am who you say I am. We are shifting the system. Unlock the door. Creation is crying for more, for more. We're shifting the systems. Unlock the door. Creation is groaning for more.
Let me say that.
We're shifting the systems. Unlock the door. Creation is groaning for more, for more. We're shifting the systems. Unlock the door. Creation is groaning for more. Sing. Who you say I am? I am powerful, I am wonderful in you. I am.
Who you say I am?
I am, I am. Who you say I am?
I'm
a king priest, I am righteousness. I am, I am. Listen.
From the preaching of the kingdom to the blood of Jesus, I take authority. From restoring what was lost since nailed to the cross, I take authority. From the preaching of the kingdom to the blood of Jesus, I take authority. From restoring what was lost since nailed to the cross, I take authority. Say, I take authority.
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 Listen.
From the preaching of the kingdom to the blood of Jesus, I take authority. From restoring what was lost since nailed to the cross, I take authority. From the preaching of the kingdom to the blood of Jesus, I take authority. From restoring what was lost since nailed to the cross, I take authority. I take authority.
I take authority.
I take authority.
Come on and sing that.
I take authority.
I take authority.
I take authority.
Okay, now we're gonna shift. So we're gonna start. And it goes like this, listen.
Spirit of rejection.
Come down, come down.
Spirit of depression.
Come down, come down.
Pride and jealousy.
Come down, come down.
In the name of Jesus,
come down.
Spirit of depression,
come down.
Spirit of rejection,
come down.
Pride and jealousy,
come down.
In the name of Jesus,
come down.
Spirit of unforgiveness,
come down.
Fear and confusion,
come down.
Disease and affliction,
come down.
In the name of Jesus.
Come down.
In the name of Jesus.
Come down.
In the name of Jesus.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you've just tuned in, we have been interviewing Lady Nita Dawson out of the Carolinas. Girl, that song is pregnant, girl. It's pregnant with some manifestation, okay? I'm the woman at the well. I don't know how y'all could write that script, but something needs to be written. That's very impressive.
Amen.
That's very impressive. Yeah, God's hand is definitely on it. Now, how can we get your music?
Okay, so my music is available on all digital platforms. If you go to any digital platform and just plug in my name, it's Donita Dawson. It's spelled with an E, not an I. So it's D-O-N-E-T-A Dawson, D-A-W-S-O-N. And all of my music will upload for you on all digital platforms, all streaming services. Okay. I have a few brick and mortar stores that have CDs. If people, you know, just want to have a CD, I also carry it on my website, but it is available everywhere.
Okay. Give us your website.
My website is pureheartmedia.org. Pure, P-U-R-E-H-E-A-R-T. Yes. Pureheartmedia.org.
.org. Great. Okay. Well, say something to singers, musicians out there that are at the beginning.
Okay.
And, they still. Go ahead.
Oh, no. So no problem. I would say, listen, God is giving you a gift. Do not bury your talent. Do not worry about what. Don't get discouraged if you don't see it flourishing the way that you desire to see it flourishing, but continue to work at sharpening your gift, sharpening your skills, and learn the business. Mm-hmm. Very important. Mm-hmm. Learn the business of music so that you can find a way to, monetize and to create greater impact. Whether you do it independently, whether you do it on a label, and always keep God first at the head of everything that you do, every decision that you make. Develop that relationship with God so you're not just singing about him, but you actually know the one that you are singing about to. And so,
right.
So continue to work at it. Don't ever give up. Don't ever hide your talents. Don't ever hide your gifts, because somebody somewhere needs what is within you.
Amen. Excellent. Well, we appreciate you coming to hang out, and you were definitely worth waiting for, my sister.
Amen. Thank you so much for having me. God bless you. I really appreciate it.
Hopefully we can connect with the magazine and let us promote you, girl, and hopefully get you down here for a promotional weekend. Oh my goodness. Amazing. Thank you so much. Ladies and gentlemen, if you have just tuned in, we are spotlighting Lady Donita Dawson out of the Carolinas, and we have been promoting her music. You can find her on her website, pureheartmedia.org. Again, that's pureheartmedia.org. And you can find her music on all digital locations online. Again, we appreciate her taking out time of her busy schedule to be with us. And again, we want to thank KAZ Radio and Television for opening this door for us. Be encouraged. Whatever you're going through, God is absolutely able to bring you through. Beloved, now we're the sons of God, but it does not yet appear what we shall be. But we know when he shall appear, we shall be like him, and we shall see him as he is. Be blessed.